Commentator Jeff Curl has been a nurse for 11 years. For a long time, he worked in emergency rooms, but now he is a cancer care nurse. And here is his story of one of his patients.
John had lymphoma, but I wasn't surprised to hear in weekly rounds that he also had a long history of depression. In the waiting room, others read or chatted with their neighbors, but John usually just sat there looking straight ahead. When I drew his weekly labs, he seemed to take it all in, the tourniquet, the needle, with a reserve that lacked emotion. That's why it surprised me to see him standing next to the nursing station one evening, looking for conversation. He was the last patient finishing up another round of chemo, and I was the last nurse. He sat down in a chair, holding his arm out so his IV wouldn't occlude. We made small talk until I sat down as well to let him know I was ready to listen. I could tell he had something on his mind. "I have depression. You may know that from my chart," he finally said. I nodded. John said he had lived for years with his depression. It's a disease you don't discuss with casual friends or neighbors, and even some of his family didn't seem to care to understand it. John admitted it was hard to get out the door some days. But when depression was his only battle, his family didn't see a sick man. They saw a man who couldn't get off the couch to return a client's phone call. They saw someone who didn't work hard enough to get his family ahead. Once he got cancer, though, everything changed. Family who had appeared judgmental started showing concern in their faces. Offers of food and help started pouring into his house. "I get cancer," John told me with a half smile. "And I have people I don't know buying my kids Christmas presents, giving me things. It's almost kind of funny." During our conversation, I was surprised how engaged John had become. He was bright, insightful, had this sparkle in his eye, like he was letting me in on a joke. Before long, his infusion pump signaled his time with me was over. His wife showed up to take him home. When I was driving home that night, I thought about John. I still think about him at times now, over a year after his death. Our one and only meaningful conversation left an impression on me. That sparkle in his eye, the ironic smile, I believe a part of John was relieved to be dying. Despite all he had suffered throughout the course of his cancer, I think it was easier than the burden he carried all those years from his depression.
Jeff Curl lives in Upton, Massachusetts.